Following last November's catastrophic landslide, Tribal Administrator Esther Eltsine Reese and other members took action.
First of all, I'd like to acknowledge that our community suffered a devastating loss and it impacted each and every one of us. We were trying through the FEMA assistance to provide just a little help for the community members and those that were impacted.
The tribe pushed for subsistence to be included in the emergency declaration assistance. Reese says in the past, freezers and other appliances could be replaced, but subsistence foods could not. But that's changed. Early last week, Reese and council members received the news through an email.
And then I read it, and I was just like dancing around. We had council members there. Everyone was so excited. We were giving high fives.
The FEMA email said that subsistence foods were accepted to be included in the individual assistance.
We were so excited that this addition was approved. The importance of traditional subsistence foods runs very deep for our people. The peoples of the Shtikine Kwan have stewarded and depended on our lands for subsistence for thousands of years. And we depend on traditional subsistence foods for their cultural importance.
Many residents also depend on subsistence foods as an economic factor because food and living are significantly high in Wrangell.
If freezers full of subsistence foods are lost due to a natural disaster, it is the equivalent of the loss of a grocery store in remote rural areas. We realized this importance and requested that FEMA add traditional subsistence foods as something that is covered after a natural disaster.
Subsistence food in Wrangell could be a freezer full of moose, venison, salmon, berries, and other traditional foods. Reese grew up eating subsistence foods in cake, Kikwan, on Kupernoff Island.
One of my favorite memories was eating salmon cooked in skunk cabbage leaves on the coals of a fire, and eating herring eggs with seal grease. And it just brings up the sense of how our traditional foods are our connection to our culture, they're our connection to our land, and they're our connection to our ancestors.
The executive order that the Biden administration advanced acknowledges that tribal governments bring expertise in the needs of their citizens and in stewarding their lands. FEMA will be in Wrangell during April to assist residents with applying for individual assistance. Natalie Shaver is a public affairs specialist with FEMA.
I do want to remind people that even though we don't have that in-person location at the moment, we do have an Alaska-specific hotline because we do know the needs of Alaskans are very different than maybe the rest of the country.
Shaver recommends that most people apply for assistance, even if their houses weren't destroyed. Things that the assistance could cover include grants for home repairs, temporary rental assistance, vehicles of damaged and essential personal property.
There's also potentially money for loss of subsistence items. Other things that people might think about that could potentially be covered could be medical, dental, and funeral expenses caused by the disaster as well.
Shaver says that FEMA cannot duplicate funds, meaning if the state already covered something, they cannot cover that same item. She says there's a public assistance side too, where the federal government pays 75% of the cost and the tribe pays 25%. These can go to disaster expenses like damaged infrastructure and public facilities. Lastly, a hazard mitigation grant program is included in the disaster declaration.
Grant funding is something that the tribe can use that will help protect against future hazards. And they don't have to be necessarily related to a landslide. It can be any kind of threat that is that poses risk.
This could be a wildfire, flooding, or something different from what has already been experienced. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.